And now back to While My Guitar Gently Weeps, the George Harrison story on Oldies 104.3. Your host is Rick Kempfer.
He was known as the Serious Beatle, but as soon as they stepped off the airplane in New York, George got off the funniest line of that famous airport press conference.
I got a question, do you hope to get a haircut at all?
No.
Nope.
No.
No, thanks.
I had one yesterday.
That's no lie.
They didn't have much time to reflect on what was happening to them, but George did manage to find time to call BBC Radio in London from his hotel room in New York. It was the day before the Ed Sullivan show. It was the day before the British invasion officially began.
Hello, George.
Hello. How are you, Brian?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Not so bad.
The first thing you'll be doing over there is the Ed Sullivan show, isn't it?
Yeah, we rehearse that tomorrow, and then do the show on Sunday.
But what will you be doing on the show?
I think we'd be doing,
you know, I want to hold your hand, she loves you, please, please me. You know, the usual ones.
How many of your records are in the American Hit Parade at the moment?
We've got 6 in the 100. And we've got, I want to hold your hand, she loves you, please, please me, from me to you, my Bonnie, which is a laugh. And I saw Stanley Burr, you know, in New York, the, three records, Please Please Me, She Loves You, and I Want to Hold Your Hand, are all number one.
Well, that's marvellous, and we're all very proud of you. The very best of luck to all of you,
yeah.
And we're looking forward to seeing you back home again soon. Yeah.
George was sick as a dog during the off day before the Ed Sullivan show. While the other three Beatles did a photo shoot in Central Park, George sat back in his room nursing tonsillitis. During rehearsals for the show, the other Beatles were worried that George wouldn't be able to go. He stayed back in his room, and they rehearsed without him. But when it was showtime, adrenaline kicked in, and George was there for that famous introduction.
Now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them. Right now, and again in the second half of our show, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
She loves you, yeah!
You're listening to While My Guitar Gently Weeps, the George Harrison story, with your host Rick Kempfer on Oldies 104.3.
Their trip to America lasted exactly 9 days, but it was a whirlwind tour for the Fab Four. They relished the attention and acclaim in New York before taking a train to Washington, D.C. for a concert. Their final stop on their brief American trip was Miami Beach. They topped everything off there with one final appearance on a special Miami edition of The Ed Sullivan Show.
And now this has happened again. Last Sunday, on our show in New York, the Beatles played to the greatest TV audience that's ever been assembled in the history of American TV. Now, tonight, here in Miami Beach, again the Beatles face a record-busting audience. Here are four of the nicest youngsters we've ever had on our stage. The Beatles, bring them on!
George's guitar and harmony contributions on songs like This Boy made him an integral part of the Beatles' sound, but he still wasn't contributing as a songwriter, something that nagged at him.
It's been a hard day's night.
When the Beatles returned to England, they immediately started filming their first movie, A Hard Day's Night. George worked on his songwriting technique during the filming, but the movie became most memorable for him for another reason. This scene in A Hard Day's Night would be life-altering for George Harrison.
Hey, look at the talent. Let's give him a pull.
Should I?
All right, but don't rush. None of your five-bar gate jumps and over sort of stuff.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. I thought it just sounded distinguished, like...
George Harrison, the scars of distinction.
Excuse me, madam. Excuse me, but these young men I'm sitting with wondered if two of us could come over and join you. I'd ask you myself, only I'm shy.
I'm sorry, miss. You mustn't fraternize with me prisoners.
Prisoners?
Convict in transit, tipping low legs than of them.
You are.
Get out, ladies! Get out while you can!
Patty Boyd was one of the schoolgirls scared off by Paul's grandfather in that scene. Patty would later become Mrs. George Harrison. A Hard Day's Night also gave George a few memorable moments to shine. He stepped to the microphone to sing this Lennon McCartney song written just for the movie.
Before this dance is through, I think I love you too. I'm so happy when you dance with me. I don't want to kiss or hold your hand. If it's funny, try and understand. There is really nothing else I'd rather do, 'cause I'm happy just to dance with you. I don't need to hug or hold you tight. I just want to dance with you all night. In this world there's nothing I would rather do, 'cause I'm happy just to dance with you. Just to dance. Somebody tries to take my place. Let's pretend we just can't see his face. In this world there's nothing I would rather do, 'cause I'm happy just to dance with you. Just to dance with you. Oh, is everything.
time. Before this dance is through, I think I love you too. I'm so happy when you dance with me. If somebody tries to take my place, let's pretend we just can't see his face. In this world there's nothing I would rather do. I've discovered I'm in love with you. I'm happy just to dance with you.
You're listening to While My Guitar Gently Weeps, the George Harrison Story, with your host Rick Kempfer on Oldies 104.3.
George was only 21 years old when A Hard Day's Night was filmed. He was the youngster. It seemed only natural that the following scene was written for him.
We'd like you to give us your opinion on some clothes for teenagers.
Oh, by all means, I'd be quite prepared for that eventuality.
Well, not your real opinion, naturally. It'll be written out and you'll learn it. Can you read?
Of course I can.
I mean lines, Ducky. Can you handle lines?
Well, I'll have a bash.
Good. Give him whatever it is they drink. A Coca-Rama?
So?
Well, at least he's polite. Show him the shirts, Adrian. Now, you'll like these. You'll really dig them. They're fab and all the other pimply hyperboles.
I wouldn't be seen dead in them. The dead grotty.
Grotty?
Yeah, grotesque.
Make a note of that word and give it to Susan. It's rather touching, really. Here's this kid trying to give me his utterly valueless opinion when I know for a fact that within a month he'll be suffering from a violent inferiority complex and loss of status because he isn't wearing one of these nasty things. Of course they're grotty, you wretched nit. That's why they were designed, but that's what you'll want.
I won't.
You can be replaced, Chicky Baby.
I don't care.
That pose is out too, Sonny Jim. The new thing is to care passionately and be right wing. Anyway, if you don't cooperate, you won't meet Susan.
And who's this Susan when she's at home?
Only Susan can be, our resident teenager. You'll have to love her. She's your symbol.
Oh, you mean that posh bird who gets everything wrong?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, yeah, the lads frequently sit round the television and watch her for a giggle. In fact, once we all sat down, wrote these letters saying how gear she was and all that rubbish.
She's a trendsetter. It's her profession.
She's a drag, a well-known drag. We turn the sound down on her and say rude things.
Get him out of here.
Have I said something amiss?
Get him out. He's mocking the program's image.
Sorry about the shirt.
Get him out!
Ah, rock on, George. One time for me.
In the span of only 2 years, the Beatles had gone from completely unknown to the biggest stars in the world. The tours that followed over the next several years were so grueling that the Beatles scarcely had time to breathe. When they finally took a breath, a new George Harrison emerged, a George Harrison that contributed as a songwriter, a George Harrison that introduced a brand new instrument into pop music, a George Harrison that discovered a new spiritual side of himself. Those stories will be told when we return.
We'll be back with more of While My Guitar Gently Weeps, the George Harrison Story, with your host Rick Kempfer on Oldies 104.3.